and 28 today. We're sitting on 19 now on Nova 106.9. Michelle, Ash and Tim, it's 12 past 8.
19, is it?
19 degrees.
It's 19 up here in the River City, Tony Martin.
Sure is.
Your thoughts?
Is it?
Yes.
Fantastic. I love 19.
I've heard that. Nickelback
at
19.
Do a good 19. Yeah. Nickelback, yes. But people, have they got something new coming out, Nickelback?
That was it, mate.
That was the hot new single, mate.
Mm.
That was the hot new. I remember the days that Hinder, remember the band Hinder?
Yes. Do I?
It was the single most exciting day at the radio station I worked at because the program director was running around going, mate, Hinder are the new Nickelback. And then I remember about 2 months after that, somebody called Daughtry arrived.
Oh, yeah.
It was even more exciting. Oh, mate, Daughtry are the new Hinder. Has there been a new Daughtry yet?
Not that I
hope
know
not.
Of. Maybe we're all about LaRue being the new Ting Tings around here, mate, so I really couldn't help you.
We're trying to work out. Like, we had Speed Hump Wednesday yesterday, and, of course, it's Thirsty Thursday today.
Yeah. Well, at the other radio station, they're heaps better at that, Tony. They had they had Powderfinger Friday, which is, of course, generally the last Friday in Sportember.
Right, I'm assuming Powderfinger Friday was in about 2004.
No, it was last week.
Oh, okay.
And so we're not really good at that around here. I mean, you famously, I bring this up with you every time I see you, you invented Set Your Sister on Fire and Win a Sack of Shit Saturdays.
Oh, that was us, was it?
That was many years ago. Have you got any pointers for us? You know, is there anything?
Well, what month are you going? Is anyone doing
first of October today? I don't think so.
Well, you're in October, and I think, is there a Socktober where you wear socks?
Socktober.
It's Sobertober, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's Sobertober where you stay sober for the whole.
It doesn't sound
good
very
luck.
Rock and roll to me, Tony Martin. Sober.
No, we had, there was a station doing Rocktober, and we decided to beat them to the punch by doing Rocktember, and we were just threatened with legal action, so we had to go with. We had Caperl.
Oh, that's right,
you had to
Caperl.
Wear a cape to work for the entire month of April. People, like, really got into it. You just see, like, businessmen in a suit with a cape or just a bath towel often.
I remember last Comedy Festival, people came out to see you in capes.
Well, I just did a reading of this book in Sydney the other night, and there was, I think, 40 fully caped up people in the audience. It's not Cape Timber, I had to say.
It's not even
it's 6 months
Timber.
Out.
No, but didn't you guys have Buck Timber?
We had Borgust, where you had to dress as the Borg from Star Trek for a month.
Okay.
People did. People actually got into that. Ed Cavalli tried to launch a pre-op trenuary. That was a disaster.
we sit in our meeting some days and we go, okay, we need a mechanic for this, and they'll come up with something and you go, yeah, but there's no innuendo involved.
No, it's got to be called Show Us Your Pussy, where you send us photos of your cat. Come on, guys, thinking cats, you know?
Is that what they say, we need a mechanic?
Yes!
Yeah, a mechanic. A mechanic is the new word. I mean, you've been out,
mate, you've been out of the business too long. Didn't you know that?
I would just work with this guy. In fact, he works in Brisbane. He's a complete idiot. And he would say to us, you've got to have, you'll need a new mechanic. You've got to transition that across.
Yes.
You've got to bring it in with more traction.
And then
this is the guy telling you, mate, I know how the average person thinks.
I know.
Yes.
As a listener, you're not a listener. You've been in radio since you were 15. You're not a normal person.
Now, Tony, when we come back in a second, we will talk about your book. Don't worry.
Yes.
We'll get to
I'm
that.
Not panicking.
And lots more coming up with Tony Martin. It's 16 past 8. Lisa Mitchell, 21 past 8. We're not too far away from your next shot at heading to Sydney for the NRL Grand Final. We've got a trip every single morning to give away and only two more left.
Tony Martin, what is the name of your book again? Because I don't have my copy here. It's at home on my bedside table. I was going to speed read it last night, but didn't take into account the Hey Hey It's Saturday special, did I?
No, well, that's understandable. A Nest of Occasionals, it's called.
That's
There's no need to actually read it. I did, for the last book I did, I went on 72 radio shows and I counted 38 where the announcer's favourite bit of the book was the opening paragraph.
I love that bit.
That story where you went to the bank with your mum. I mean, geez. But then the beat, most of them, they'll say that they've read it, but then all the questions are from things on the back of the book.
Yeah.
And then there was actually one show I went on where the guy went, now, mate, and he's looking at the back of the book, like, obviously for the first time as we're going to wear, you've decided to go with a recommended retail price of $29.95. Tell us about that, mate.
No,
waiting for. You've gone with a raised font on the front there. Is that Garamond?
I tell you what I went with yesterday, because I had a look at your bio, both in your book and in the press release we got, and both of them referred to the brilliant unreleased mockumentary from Boytown, The Making of Boytown. Yes. Now, I've not seen it, but I know a number of people who have who say it is brilliant. Is there any way it can ever see the light of day? This is from...
Well, I don't own the rights to it, so I can't actually...
That's what it is.
You know, put it onto YouTube or anything, but this bizarre thing's happened where people I've never met before will just call me up and say, can they come around to my house and watch it? Because that's the only venue in which it can be screened is my lounge room.
Have you and Mick Molloy fallen out?
There's been some trouble, apparently.
Yeah, what
I read Boytown, something in the Herald Sun.
Boytown was Mick's, was Mick Molloy's movie, and it was shit.
And then I was hired to make, like, a second film for the DVD.
Yeah.
And then it mysteriously wasn't on the DVD. But it's bizarre because the sort of joke now is that more people have actually seen it in my front room than actually saw the film
then
that came out.
Then saw the film Boystown.
But I get, like,
but seriously, I'm not mugging around. Like, are you guys mates now or what? Because
Well, what I'm hoping is that there'll be a sort of tawdry telly movie about us. Like The King. You know, remember that about Graham Kennedy? I'd like to think that there'll be one of those about us where... all of these issues will be thrashed out by James Valentine and Richard Clapton.
Oh, yes!
But what you're saying...
I was going to say Samuel Johnson as you.
But what you're saying... What you're saying at the moment is that you and Mick Molloy are not...
Am I talking to Steve Price?
I know, it's got very serious...
What I'm saying is
I don't want shtick. I'm totally interested...
Well, you've come to the wrong person. That's all I do.
I agree.
Right, so you're not going to answer the question, all right.
It's in the book. It's probably in the book.
Yeah, you're going to have to read past the first paragraph
I respect both of you, but I just, I find that fascinating that the two of you guys no longer get on.
Well, I'll tell you who he does get along with, and that's history.
ADBC.
Yes, is
nice
the show.
Segue.
Thank you. This is the show that generally it's either you or I are on it on SBS at 8:30 on Thursday nights. But today's the day where you and I are talking about it, where apparently neither of us are on it. So I'm really
Who's
bad.
Who's on?
Well, you're telling me Julia Zemiro's on it, and I've never done an episode with her. Neither of you. So we're not on it.
I'm hoping that there's. I think there's one where Roger Rogerson, Detective Robert Rogerson, is on it, demonstrating a mastery of the Ottoman Empire.
Really?
Apparently, yes.
I was on with Andrew Rule, who wrote Underbelly. He's a cool guy.
What's he done now?
Now he works at The Age, at the newspaper, but he tells you lots of great gossip about detectives in between shoots. You know, like, he's just one of those interesting guys.
Well, check it out tonight. It's 8:30.
And by the way, I'll say that Stephen Price sacked me, so I'm no fan of his either. But I just, was interested in the conversation. I didn't mean to offend you.
Oh, I'm not offended. I'm rarely offended. The song earlier may have done that.
Tony, good luck with the book, and thanks for chatting to us.
No worries.